spent all this time trying to play now and find my way here. See, I've been having me a real hard time, but it feels so nice to know I'm gonna be alright. So I just kept dreaming. Yeah, I just kept dreaming. It wasn't very hard. I spent all this time trying to figure out why nobody on my side. See, I've been having me a real good time, and it feels so nice to know I'm gonna be alright. So please don't take my feelings.
Good morning!
This is Songs with Words.
And you're listening to 91.5
WMFO. Wait, I'm so sorry. I just messed it up. Can we start over?
Yes.
Let's start at good morning.
Good morning!
This is Songs with Words.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Woohoo! That went smoothly.
That went very smoothly. Thank you for bearing with us.
Anyways, what did we just listen to?
You just heard This Feeling by Alabama Shakes. Mm-hmm. Just a beautiful song that keeps coming in and out of my vision, so to speak. Or maybe my
ear
my
range.
Span of hearing.
There is no specific theme to this show. I would say it's getting cooler out, it's getting cozy. These are the songs keeping me warm.
But also we're just following our hearts, you know, and playing what we feel like.
Okay, cool.
That's it.
Anyways, stay tuned for some words and some more great music. Next we have Unshalala. Unshalala by Hayley Hendricks. I've been loving this song so much recently, and I don't even know why, actually. I can't
Because it's a great song.
It is a great song, but, like, is it a great enough song for me to have been listening to it, like, 5 times a day? I don't know. But it's what's been happening. So let's listen to it. You'll be the judge of it.
The milk is sour. I've barely been to college and I've been doubtful of all that I've dreamed of. The brink of my existence essentially is a comedy. The gap in my teeth and all that I can cling to. The milk is sour.
Shalala, oom, shalala. Oom, shalala, oom, shalala.
The milk is sour with olives on my thumbs. And all that I've stuck to and all that I've clung to. I felt like a dog. This world that I've trusted has been over and busted and rested by an arbitrary sonogram.
Shalala, ooh, ooh, shalala. Ooh, shalala, ooh, ooh, shalala. Ooh, shalala, ooh, ooh, shalala. Ooh, shalala, ooh, ooh, shalala.
The milk is sour with olives on my thumbs and I've been doubtful of all. Essentially is a comedy, the gap in my teeth, and all that I can cling to, the milk is sour.
Shalala, ooh, ooh, shalala. Ooh, shalala, ooh, ooh, shalala. Ooh, shalala, ooh, ooh, shalala. Ooh, shalala, ooh, ooh, shalala.
If you don't go outside, well, nothing's gonna happen. She'll never write her number on a crumpled up napkin. She'll never be your ego, she'll never be your bandit. She'll never get to eat you like your heart's a pomegranate. I'm throwing out the milk, the olives got old. I'm tired of my mind getting heavy with mold. I need to start a garden. Gonna start a garden in my backyard. I'm gonna start a garden in my backyard. Cause making this song up is just as hard. Cause making this song up is just as hard.
Ooh, shalala, ooh, ooh, shalala.
Take me to the place where you once fell. Might as well, might as well. You tell me, come on in, the water's gray. Whatever you say, whatever you say. The rocks get smaller, then they just give way, but the birds release, but no, I stay the same. We go in for a minute, then a mile. I want this badly. Come sit beside me. You know you'll be good to go. but you couldn't wait. Then we lay down dead upon the moss, morsels of earth. I eat what I have lost. Fold my heavy arms around my head. I want this badly. Don't sit beside me. Haven't you ever wanted to be in the swing of the sea? Far gone, yet the sand doesn't seem to mind. Haven't you ever wanted to go where the daffodils blow? So in love and yet nothing to talk about, please. Be nice to me. Okay, now be mean. As long as there's something to talk about, please. Be nice to me. Okay, now be mean. As long as there's something to talk about.
We just heard Dr. Johann Avery's by Danishevskaya.
That was a mouthful.
That was a what?
It was a mouthful.
It was a mouthful. Dr. Johann Avery's by Danishevskaya.
Why don't you tell us about the band and our direct connection with them? I actually met all of them.
Well, contrary to, I don't know how popular this belief is, we believed it separately. They're American.
they're just American band. Teens, honestly. They're like the
yeah,
same
they
ages.
Are teens.
They're literally the same age as us.
And they were here
at Tufts University.
At Tufts University, and they're awesome.
They were really cool. They were super nice. Anyways,
and I bought a really good T-shirt.
They have really good merch.
Yeah,
I think that's what makes that's a make or break for a band, to be honest.
It really is, and the quality of your merch. As a ratio of like how popular you are influencing like how good of a quality t-shirt we all know you can afford, like mm-hmm. You're a very popular group but you're selling a flimsy shirt.
Yeah. Uh-uh.
For all those
at
home,
you can't see it, but Rock is wagging her finger right now aggressively. Okay, let's get back to the music.
Okay.
Next we have I've Been Let Down by Maisie Starr. I love Maisie Starr. I love them.
Is she one or many?
I think she's one, but I honestly don't know, so I'm just going to go with them to like save myself embarrassment.
Okay.
I'll look it up and get back to
okay.
you.
Okay.
Make me feel it even. right, I'd said all the words for you to follow you till you wander to your secrets and solitude. I've had to let go of so much, it's hard to hold on now. Something far off is pulling me in when I go this time. In your eyes, I'm looking for you. What's it supposed to be? Some kind of affair. I want more when I go this time. Don't think I'm coming back. Coming back.
That was If You Could Write, If I Could Write by Sam Phillips. And I was actually just thinking, if only Bella were listening right now, because I know she loves herself a Sam Phillips. And little did I know, I just received a text from them, and they are. Hey, Bella! Hey! That was for you, unintentionally. We're so happy that you're listening. It's actually, like, extremely special when more people than our usuals listen. It's really important and valuable to us to know the breadth of impact that we're having on our community.
I think it's large. I think it's
large, yeah. Too.
But, and I don't want to be proved wrong. That's the thing.
No, yeah. Don't prove us wrong. Yeah. Just let us entertain this fantasy. Choo choo.
Oh, I thought that was like the music started playing, but it was just the
no,
train.
It was the train.
Next is Angels by Adrian Lanker and
Buck Meek.
Sorry, and Buck Meek. who apparently were married, which I didn't even know about.
Yeah.
But anyways, this is my favorite Adrian Lanker song.
Whoa.
And that's a huge claim to make, yeah. Because there are so many incredible Adrian Lanker songs. And, like, I do kind of think Big Thief and Adrian Lanker, like, out of all of them, this is my favorite song.
Yeah.
It is, there's something about it that just tickles my brain so perfectly, and I've listened to it for so long, and I've never gotten tired of it.
That's yeah. How you tell.
But I've been listening to it a lot recently, so I thought that I would finally play it.
Please play it for us.
Okay, let's hear it.
Step outside and make my way home from Carolina. Anyway, the weather blows, home is where I find you. With the aching side to ride the mighty wind and nothing more. Oh, I just wanna see you there, sleeping on my floor. Well, I don't really like you, I just wanna kiss you. I don't know how to love you, but some days I miss you. I just wanna see you there, sleeping on my floor. With the aching side to ride the mighty wind and nothing more. calling on angels now. I want them to set me free. I hope that they're real, though sometimes it feels like nobody's listening. Headed for the open road, she turned and slammed the door. Learning love ain't easy, child, when all you see is war. And I'm calling on angels now. I want them to set me free. I hope that they're real, though sometimes it feels like nobody's listening. Lying for shore with the ache inside to ride the mighty wind and nothing more. She came and shook me tenderly one night while I was drinking. The alcohol was quick as sand and took me down to sinking. The sinking took me praying and I fell upon the floor. I said, I'm waiting for my time to go, please tell it to me, Lord. And I'm calling on sometimes it feels like nobody's listening. We'll be right back.
Sorry, guys. We're figuring out, we're adding Heather on Goodreads, and I want to drop my Goodreads username to anybody listening because I just downloaded it and I want more friends, and right now I only have two.
And are both of them me? No.
No, one of them is, is Callie. How do I find my Goodreads username? Oh, wait, I'll figure it out.
Maybe we'll get back to you.
Okay. The thing is that I actually can't drop my Goodreads username. I need to, like, personally send invitations over my text message, and I'm not about to drop my number. So you can't add me on Goodreads. Better luck next time.
Yeah, sorry. Inner circle only.
Anyways, what did we just listen to?
That was Problem Number 6 by Bruna Pernades, which I thought reminded me, like, weirdly a lot of Angels at moments. Anyways.
All right, well, let's play a couple more songs, and then I do have some words by the short story author Rebecca Lee.
Yay!
All right, what are we hearing next? The answer is another song by you.
No.
Oh.
It shouldn't be. Well, no, switch it. I just fiddled with our order.
A song by me, not by me, but chosen by me.
Produced, written.
Yeah, produced and written and sung by me. You Swan Go On by Mount Erie.
As good as I could possibly imagine my life getting, it did. After I met you, the way you reached inside my chest and pulled out things and sent them off in breaths blue. And as good as it got with all the layers peeling off, and though I writhed, I could not upset you. With your hand down my throat, you held on to my heart and pumped blood through. Time to go, you said it's time to go out, you little gray goose. Get out from under my wing, you said you swan, go on, go out, you're turned loose. Oh, so it's over, oh, so we die. Oh, so your hand on my heart pumping blood. Swan I don't.
The support of a friend gives someone dealing with a mental illness a greater chance at recovery. For more information, go to whatadifference.org. Brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. You just heard Every Day I Don't by Anna Domino, and Joe is aching to read you something.
Sorry. And this actually, funny enough, these words have a little bit to do with mental health because they come from a story called Slatland by Rebecca Lee that I read in this collection of short stories called New American Stories, put together by Ben Marcus. I really recommend it. It's a collection of some super beautiful, super, I don't have a better word other than underground. Stories that I have never heard of, and they're by writers that are honestly not famous.
That's good.
Yeah, but it's, they were really incredible. I'm about halfway through. I think it's like maybe like a 600 page book with like 12 stories in it.
Wait, can you tell us the title of the book?
New American Stories, okay. And it's by the editor Ben Marcus, with, you know, obviously very varying authors in it. So this is Slatland by Rebecca Lee. I'm not going to read the whole story because it's actually quite long. A little synopsis of it is that this, it's like a very straight, seemingly straightforward story about this woman who deals with mental health issues as a child and then goes to this very odd therapist, and then we flash forward about 20 years into her life, and she has another encounter with the same therapist regarding another issue in her life. And it's seemingly very simple, but the therapist is crazy. And in my mind, the therapist is just a part of her own imagination. Who it's like the mentally unhealthy kind of manic part of her that she's trying to deal with, and then it becomes the therapist in the story. Mm-hmm. So anyways, I'm going to read the very last paragraph of the story.
Okay.
So if anybody wants to read it, I'm about to spoil the end for you.
Awesome.
This all happened very fast. In a blink of my eyes, when I opened them, Professor Pine was sitting on his desk watching me. "You're a real irky Turk," he said, with a tic so extreme that it looked like he might swallow his face. He walked me to the door and handed me the letters, which later that night I would give to Razan. We would be standing on the balcony in the semi-darkness of the moon, and I would be surprised at how easily they passed through my hands, as easily as water. "The birds shrieked birdmen," Professor Pine said. "Sometimes I feel like saluting them," he said to me. He shook my hand. "Good luck, girly whirl." Then he went on his tiptoes and kissed me goodbye. So basically this professor talks like in, I don't know, like some sort of Mad Hatter Alice in Wonderland way. And it's just really, it was just a really interesting story. And I just really loved it. And I really recommend this collection to anybody that read it. Anyways, that's just what I read most recently. So that's why I came to those words.
That's beautiful. Hey, I have some words. I'm going to read some words.
Right now?
Should we wait? Should we play another song?
Let's play another song.
We're talking their ears off, aren't we?
We are.
Hey, listen to this. What is it?
Eulogy. Sorry, not eulogy. Eulogy for You and Me by Tanya Davis. And then we'll be right back with some words from Veronica. So hold on tight. Hold your hats. Don't let the wind blow them away.
Gonna turn back soon. The season is already changing. We say goodbye for the final time. My room needs rearranging. The sidewalk is full of people and leaves, and we're all turning colors. I want more radiance and less green. This season is my perfect lover. Long nights for more dreaming. Short days to feel real and fast. Sweaters for my heart's safekeeping. For my soul's heating. To the cold of winter to last. The clock is gonna turn back soon. I've an eye upon its fixtures. The wall waits patiently for the sun's first rays and the day no one's there to witness. We gave it a good go. No, I guess we can't exist in this. So I'm gonna celebrate this new year with all the good witches. Little chocolate bars and for little kids. I want a cauldron and the nourishment that comes with it. This broke me down. No, I'm not fixed yet. I broke myself open for this, made a space that you could fit in. And clocks and hearts and time keep going, but we didn't. The clock tick-tocks and I walk alone like I'm used to. I wanted to call your bones home, but I didn't get to. Your shoulder, stop over, and I guess I had to. I was lonely from no love, and you showed me what it could do. You showed me what I would do when I had some, but it is not to be with you. And I've been sad enough, and I've been mad some, but what good does that do? The leaves are not upset that they're leaving their branches. Things change, time passes, death happens. And what happened surely changed me. And the hereafter is full of sadness that is raw and also so sweet. Cause every time a cold heart thaws, it sends a river of tears to nourish the ground and the weight of the sea.
Once again, that was Eulogy for You and Me by Tanya Davis. And I've got a poem for you all. This is a poem that I read it a while ago, and I haven't thought about it for a really long time. And I actually, you know what? I think this is a too complicated train of thought to explain on the radio, and it's not going to be worth it. But It's called Laura Palmer Graduates by Amy Woolard. And I read it to keep a long story short, TLDR. I read it before watching or being aware of Twin Peaks, and Laura Palmer is like the hypothetically kind of the main character in Twin Peaks. If you can't tell, Joe is not in the room anymore, and I simply don't know what to do with myself, I guess. So I'm just going to read you this poem and quit while I'm ahead. Okay. This is Laura Palmer Graduates by Amy Woolard. I can't love them if their hands aren't all tore up from something. Guitar strings, kitchen knives, and grease. Grease burns, heaving the window ACs onto their crooked old sills come June. Fighting back. That porch light's browned inside with moth husks again, and I can't climb a ladder to save my life, i.e. the world spins, even when it's lit. It's half ash. Full drunk under a half moon, and I'm dazed. We're all still here, most of us, least, for the one and every girl gone. I sticker gold stars behind my front teeth so I can taste just how good we were. I swear I can't love them if they can't fathom why an unlit ambulance on a late highway means good luck. I hold my cigarette, smoking arm upright like I'm trying to keep blood from rushing to a cut. What's true is my shift's over and I'm here with you now, and I'm wrapped up tight on the steps like a top sheep, like the morning paper before it's morning. Look up and smile. What does it matter that the stars we see are already dead? If that's the case, well, then the people are too. Alive is a little present I give myself one day. Baby, don't think I won't doll up and look myself fresh in the eyes, in the vermilion pin curl of my still heart, and say, it's happening again.
Wow.
She's back. Thank God.
Did you tell them that I was gone?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because I was talking their ears off in, like, not an entertaining way.
Oh.
And they just...
It's fine. That was a beautiful poem. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Next, what do we have to play?
We have I Don't Think I'm Ever Gonna Figure It Out by Elliott Smith. Because remember that this is Songs with Words. Remember?
And we always have to play some sort of Elliott Smith song.
I can wait. I can wait. I can sit wondering what in the world you think about. After all the alcohol, the pretty words that devolve down to slurs and drunken shouts, I don't think I'm ever gonna figure it out. Like some wild last frontier, you never know what kind of fight's gonna appear. The once begun can't be won, started out loose and already go all 10 rounds. I don't think I'm ever gonna figure it out. I don't think I'm ever gonna figure it
type of God, I'm not supposed to say. And today I don't really care. God is a word, and the argument ends there. Oh, do I feel like the mother of the world? Oh, do I feel like the mother of the world? With two children. I feel like the mother of the world with two children fighting. When I was a boy, I used to get into it bad with my sister. And when the time came to face the truth, it'd be only tears and sighs, tears and sighs. My mother, my poor mother, would say it does not matter, does not matter, just stop fighting. Do I feel like the mother of the world? Oh, do I feel like the mother of the world? Do I feel like the mother of the world with two children?
That was I Feel Like the Mother of the World by Smog. Thank you, Eli, for the request.
Thank you, Eli.
Today is Sunday. We're nearing 11 a.m. This has been Songs with Words.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFL Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And we're going to send you off with Mary Jo by Belle and Sebastian. And
in true Songs with Words fashion.
Yes.
We hit all the spots today, and that's why it was such a good show.
Yes. And thank you guys so much for tuning in. We'll see you. We won't see you next Sunday. We're going to be out of town.
Sorry.
We're actually going out of town. But we'll see you in two Sundays from now. And we love you so very much. And thank you for listening to us. Speak too many words. We spoke too many words this show, and I think next time we need to really clean our act up in that regard.
Just don't leave the room again.
I'm sorry, you went on a little tangent.
Okay, guys, we love you. Ta ta.
Here's Mary Jo by Belle and Sebastian. Bye.
Bye.
Follow day and back again. She doesn't want to sleep. Well, who could blame her if she wants? And I do follow day and back again. She doesn't want to sleep. Well, who could blame her if she sleeps? Oh, who could blame her if she sleeps?
I could blame her if she's sleeping. Mary Jo, back with yourself for company. Keep telling yourself you're young. What you've been through, now you've got love to burn. It's someone else's turn to go through hell, and you can see them come from 50 yards, yeah, you can tell. It's someone else's turn to take a fall, and now you are the one who's strong enough to help them. The one who's strong enough to help them. The one who's strong enough to help them. With a caravanette in Hull. Your life is never dull in your dreams, admitting that it never seems to work the way you feel. Life is never dull in your head, a sorry tale of action and the men you left for. Women and the men you left for. Intrigue and the men you left for dead. Life is never dull in your dreams, a pity that it never works out. Life is never dull in your dreams, a sorry tale of action and the men you left for. Women